First, as GOP-controlled states passed tough laws against abortion, the issue was on the minds of Wisconsin Republicans at their annual convention in Oshkosh this weekend. The event came shortly after the assembly passed four bills that would restrict abortion in the state, but not everyone in attendance thought Republicans were doing enough. Republicans also focused on next year's elections, which include races for state Supreme Court justice, the legislature, and president. There were also questions about the political future of U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. Sean Johnson is Wisconsin Public Radio's State Capitol Bureau Chief. He covered the convention this weekend. Sean, welcome back.
Hey, Rob.
So Republicans lost the statewide races last fall. The candidate they backed for state Supreme Court justice, though, won last month. So split story. What was the mood like this weekend?
Yeah, I don't think you heard a lot of mourning exactly at this convention. There was talk about what they need to do headed toward 2020 when it comes to the statewide races. And kind of a recognition that they need to rebuild the party's grassroots is the refrain you heard over and over again at this convention. But there was a lot of celebration of the April election, which is officially nonpartisan, as we always say, but where the conservative candidate won in a very close race and very explicitly thanked the conservative grassroots of the Republican Party for delivering that victory.
I want to give a listen to Brian Hagedorn, the Supreme Court justice-elect, not yet sworn in, right? But soon will be. He, as you mentioned, spoke at the convention. Here's some of what he had to say.
Thank you. Thank you. When I got punched, you were the ones who punched back. When I got knocked down, you grabbed the baton and you kept running with it. You did. You did this, and I don't want you to let anybody else tell you anything else. You did this. You saved the Supreme Court. You helped preserve the rule of law and the Constitution for this in the state of Wisconsin, and I was just happy to fight with you and alongside you, and again, I'm here to say thank you.
So Hagedorn and basically every state Supreme Court candidate in the state run saying they are not affiliated with a party, they're not a tool of a party. Here's the newest Supreme Court justice telling a party, thanks, you got me here.
Yeah.
It's a little unusual.
It is a little unusual. So I was trying to think, I mean, a couple of years ago, you had a couple of the liberal candidates who were running for Supreme Court address the Democratic State Convention. And we thought that was unusual. But I don't think I've ever seen somebody who's been elected, who is definitely going to the court, come to a party in the way that Brian Hagedorn did here and say, thanks, Republicans, you got me elected, and because that's what he said. He also said that, look, there are going to be times when I issue rulings from the court that you may not agree with, but it's because I'm doing my job the way that I said I would. But here he was pretty explicitly saying it was the Republican grassroots that were the difference in his race, which was decided by fewer than 6,000 votes.
And there's another Supreme Court election next year. Dan Kelly, incumbent justice, another conservative, as people rate these things in Wisconsin, up for re-election. This is on the same day as a Democratic primary for president. We probably won't still have 22 candidates on that ballot. Who knows? But this could be a big turnout motivator for Democratic voters.
It could. I mean, it's always tough to say what a race is going to look like a year away because Wisconsin's primary is kind of late in the process as far as the Democratic primary nominating process. But with that many candidates, there's a plausible argument to say that Wisconsin will still be relevant, and that could get Democrats to the polls while they're there. They would cast a vote for Supreme Court.
Now, U.S. Senator Ron Johnson spoke at the convention. He said the party needs what he called a grassroots juggernaut. You mentioned that grassroots for the 2020 elections. Did he or others talk much about President Trump and the role he would play in those elections?
They talked a lot about President Trump. I would say always in a flattering light, too. And just to give some context here, I mean, it was 2016 at the state party convention when I covered it, and many Republicans would not even mention the president's name at the time he was candidate Trump. But there was still definitely some warming up to do among Wisconsin Republicans just 3 years ago. In 2019, it's a very pro-Trump convention. People are talking about how he's getting the attention of voters in, you know, throughout Wisconsin and how he packed a recent rally in Green Bay, for example. So the vibe at this event, which I think is aptly described as the base of the base of the Republican Party, was very much pro-Trump.
All right. So you got Senator Ron Johnson. He has said in the past he wouldn't run for a third term. Now he's saying maybe it sounds like. I want to give a listen to some of his address to the convention.
A lot will depend on 2020. If we're not able to bring back the House and the Senate looks like, you know, that is the firewall, I would have to take that into consideration. But, you know, when I said second and final, that certainly was my intention. It's my preference. I can guarantee it's my wife's preference.
I think that's actually him talking to reporters.
Right.
But can you talk about what he said about maybe running for office again and maybe what you heard from other people at the Republican convention?
So it's recently come out that he is not closing the door on a Senate run and that he's also considering running for governor. In fact, there's been some reporting that suggests that's where he's leaning. In that answer, he sounded that was kind of what he volunteered. It sounds like if he's going to run for anything, in that answer, that it would be for Senate to protect Wisconsin if it needed Wisconsin to be a firewall state, as he described it, to protect Republicans from losing the Senate. He did not close the door to running for governor either, but that's what he said when asked about kind of his plans in 2022.
Hey, how about former Governor Scott Walker? He has maintained a public profile. He tweets frequently. He does events. He's working with national groups. Was there talk about whether he would run again for governor, whether he might run for Senate against maybe Tammy Baldwin sometime? What are we hearing from and about him?
What we've heard from Governor Walker, former Governor Walker, is that we should be looking at that 2022 race, I think. If Johnson were to leave, then the Senate race is open, and then it's an opening for Governor Walker in a primary. If Johnson stays put and runs for Senate, then you could be potentially setting up another run for governor for Scott Walker in 2022. It's not something that he has ruled out. So Johnson was actually asked, could they both be on the ballot in 2022? And he said anything's possible.
Talking to WPR Capital Bureau Chief Sean Johnson, he was at the Republican State Convention over the weekend. A big issue there, abortion. And I want to go to the opening prayer for this. Can you set this one up for us, Sean?
Yeah, so this is before any of the scheduled political speakers are addressing the convention. But this is also coming after a week in which Republicans passed four bills in the assembly that would restrict abortion, including one that's been referred to as the Born Alive bill that would require doctors to care for a fetus if it survives an abortion attempt. So this is Reverend James Reif of St. John's Lutheran Congregation in Oshkosh who brought the issue up in his prayer.
Heavenly Father, you know that when Wisconsin Republicans had the majority under Governor Walker, they did nothing to safeguard the rights of the preborn. Now, however, when we have a Democrat governor, these same Republicans piously claim that they're against abortion, all the while knowing that any anti-abortion bill that they bring to the governor's desk will be vetoed. Dear Heavenly Father, forgive our Republican legislators for their hypocrisy.
Huh.
Strong words there in the prayer, which I mean, not everybody's always paying attention to necessarily at that time of morning, but he kind of delivered a shot there to GOP lawmakers. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss got up to speak, said he listened to the prayer and wanted to address it, said he was proud of the Republican record on abortion laws over the past 8 years.
Roe versus Wade outlawed state restrictions, right? It found a constitutional right. So number one, what has to happen is something has to happen at the federal level, and the states are the ones who are continuing to push the envelope to work through the courts to protect human life.
What else did you hear from Voss and others on the issue of abortion?
They talked about the bills that they just passed. This is something that the Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald has said that they're going to take up soon as well. Senator Johnson actually talked about abortion, too, said he was against a law like the one that was just passed in Alabama, which bans abortion, but that he did wish that Roe v. Wade had never been decided. He favored a state-by-state approach where you could have tougher laws in one state, more relaxed laws than another state if they chose. He said if you didn't like that, then you could move.
And what we sometimes see abortion as an issue that parties, Republicans on the one side, Democrats on the other, take to the base. They don't necessarily run on it in the general election. Did you see any tiptoeing along those lines?
It's not really, I guess, at this point in an odd year convention,
right,
in the summer, you're not thinking necessarily about what's going to be in the ads that are running in September, October, November of the even numbered years. So this was definitely a base oriented convention there from the opening prayer to, you know, when the leaders were speaking.
As we wrap up, Sean, anything else that came out of this week and that you see as maybe a hint, a clue of things to come in the legislature or election season?
Yeah, I mean, there was a pretty aggressive back and forth there between Republican leaders, Voss and Fitzgerald, and Tony Evers' spokeswoman, Melissa Baldoff. Senator Fitzgerald got up there and said that budget negotiations aren't going well. There's no point person, he said, in the Evers administration when it comes to budget talks. Melissa Baldoff, the spokeswoman for the governor, said that the governor has communicated repeatedly to GOP leadership that they should work with his chief of staff, who is Maggie Gao. She said that directive wasn't confusing to them when the chief of staff was a man. Voss and Fitzgerald are clearly uncomfortable or simply unwilling to work with leadership team made up of women. Voss responded that he has women who are in high-level position in his staff, but that was a direct accusation of sexism from the governor's office, and that's probably the way budget negotiations are going to go, or gives you an idea of them.
It's WPR's Sean Johnson.